He shared his knowledge with Joint Chiefs of Staff, ambassadors, and other high-ranking government officials. But when you lead tours here, some of the most memorable encounters come when you least expect them. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In 30-plus years of leading tours at Gettysburg National Battlefield, Wayne Motz has met a wide range of people.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Republic of Korea, the highest-ranking military official in the Republic of Korea, which would be equivalent to our Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I have had pre-scores on the battlefield. I have had from that to this.
Ambassadors, military officers, school groups, all have taken tours with Wayne. Despite the many notable figures that have traveled to this famous site, it is easy for him to name the tour that meant the most to him.
I was asked to do a tour for a young boy who was dying of cancer, and I took his mother, his sister, and himself, and they asked me to do a tour of the cemetery. Imagine if you're a young man, and the part of the battlefield that you have to show this young boy who's interested in Civil War is the cemetery.
At the end of the tour, Wayne gave the boy a piece of canister from an artillery round, an actual piece of history from the battlefield itself.
Not very long after, I got a really heart-moving letter from his mother. I still get broken up about it today. And she wrote and told me that she buried him with this Civil War canister in his hand. And that the time that he had on the battlefield was the most meaningful time of his life. And I tell everybody, that to me was the biggest impact tour I think I've ever had.
Becoming a guide at Gettysburg is a stringent process, with few attaining the designation every couple of years. It's a job that has touched his life forever.
I tell everybody, it's the third happiest day of my life. The day I got married, the day I had my daughter, the day I put on a battlefield guide uniform, and I still feel that way today.
Whether it's leading high-ranking military officers or four-year-olds, Wayne's tours are the highlight of many trips to this historic town. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.